7 second delay. We are live from Hoboken, New Jersey. Andy and I are in front of Benny Tudino's, famous pizzeria, largest slice in the state. There's a delay, so you should hear me talking soon. You let me know. Okay. You just let me know. Congratulations. You did an excellent parking job, Andy.
Thanks. That means the world to me. Thanks, Kenny. When do I hear your voice over the radio?
Oh, maybe in 20 seconds or so.
20-second delay?
Oh, yeah. It's not a 7-second delay anymore. That was the old days when it was.
So we were being assaulted, and we were in trouble, and we were yelling help. It would take 20 seconds for it to be broadcast.
Yes, and I hear us now, so.
We'd be dead.
Yeah, we would be dead.
Because I could only fight someone off for like 15 seconds at most.
I'm good for 5 seconds. Yeah, turn that off. We are live from Hoboken, New Jersey, on my phone, in front of Benny Tudino's. And Andy, why didn't you explain what we're doing here tonight?
Why don't you explain what we're doing here tonight? I'm very embarrassed about it.
Well,
I can't believe we're doing it.
It was your idea. This was Andy's idea, and what we're going to do is we're going to buy a pizza here at Benny Tudino's, one large pie to go.
Right.
And we're assuming that it will cost about $12 or $15.
Yes, and then we will deliver that pizza. My car is parked right in front. We'll deliver that pizza to a listener in the area, but the plan is for us to turn a little profit, right?
Right, at least $5.
It's the invisible hand, right? It's capitalism.
Adam Smith.
It's Adam Smith, my friend. So if we buy it here for $12, we'll sell it for, well, we have to see $8 profit.
Why is that? Why do we need $8 profit?
Because the ultimate goal, Ken, of course, it's almost not even worth repeating. Everyone assumes it's true. The ultimate goal is for you and I to go to a newsstand here in Hoboken before the end of the show and buy a Playboy magazine.
For the articles.
Yeah, and the breath. Yeah, both things. So we are two middle-aged men, happily married men, working hard for an hour to buy a Playboy magazine. Would you say it's sad? Would you say it's pathetic? It's inspiring? Is it inspiring at any level?
I would say sad and pathetic. I would say quaint.
Playboy, yeah, I think we're the first people to buy a Playboy probably in 8-10 years.
Yeah, we're probably going to be the last people to ever purchase a print copy of Playboy.
Yeah, so that's something. It's historic then. It's a historic moment. Now, Playboy used to mean a lot to me when I was a kid. I'm sure the same was for you. I can tell you where mine are still buried, in Haddonfield, New Jersey. My vault.
Where?
It's in the woods, my vault of Playboys in the... In the big oak tree in the wood. we have to buy a pizza.
Okay, we're going inside. If you care to join us, stop by here. We're at Benny Tudino's. Famous.
Did say that they might show up?
Yeah, they might show up. Okay, here we are. All right, we're on the radio, so bear with us.
Yeah.
We're...
We are, how much is your basic pie, your basic cheese pie? $15.75. And how much if we wanted to add $8 and sell it later for $8 more, how much would that be?
$23.75.
That's our number. Okay, we'll take one cheese pie to go. And our number now is $23.75.
Can we round that off to 24?
Well, I would say 24 with a tip is what we can expect. Okay, I'm going to pay you for that now. About how long do you think that will be?
15 minutes.
Okay, well, that's enough time to get an order in, right?
Absolutely, okay. Yes.
I will buy that pie from you. I have that much money. I'm ready to buy the pie. Am I buying the pie? You're not reaching for your wallet?
I have no money.
I'm opening my wallet. I'm going to stall a little bit, see if he'll reach it for his wallet. Okay, Oh, I can't find my wallet. Oh, where did I put my money?
I have some change.
Fine, I'll pay for it. You're impossible.
I wanted this to be real. You know, if I had tons of money and you had tons of money.
I am making the investment in this project. It's my money now.
Yes, which you know what that means at the end of the show.
Yeah, I guess.
it's going to be your Playboy magazine.
Well, I'm the Playboy magazine by the end of the show will have been ripped apart, but I'll get to choose what pages I take home.
You want to wait outside?
I think we better.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
yeah, because the guys manning the booth, they were not amused. They were not amused in the slightest.
It kind of leads us to a little riddle. How is the staff of Benny to Dino's in Hoboken, New Jersey, like a typical 7 second delay listener?
A
little riddle.
Oh.
Kind of a puzzle. You give up?
No, I don't give up.
What is your answer?
They're not laughing.
They're not amused in the slightest.
Yes, there you go.
It's a little riddle I made up. I'm a professional joke writer. So we have a pie now. We're in Hoboken, and we will deliver this pie to your door, piping hot, that is, if you order it quickly, right? And our price is
$24 with tip.
$24, that includes the tip. The perfect plan.
We will bring it to you, and if you would like, if you live in Hoboken and you would like us to bring you a pie for $24, call Nick at 201-200-9368. That number again is 201-200-9368. And Nick, just so you know, we are on my phone, so when you get an address or two, you can call Andy's phone.
You have that number?
Yes, I gave him that number.
I love this plan. It's a perfect plan. And then this is only step one in the master plan. Step two is we deliver the pie, we see a profit, we realize $8, eight American dollars. We've turned a profit, right?
Right.
That's step two. Step three, we go to a newsstand. Do you know where the newsstand is?
Well, there happens to be a newsstand right there, and I know that they have a whole...
We should go look at it.
Okay, let's go look at it. Yeah.
Let's go look at Miss September. She'll be ours soon, Miss Ted. She'll be ours very soon.
Yours, because you're laying out the cat.
We'll share her.
I'll take the article.
Yeah, you'll take the article. Oh, I wonder who the interview is.
Well, we're buying the pizza for $15.75. And if by some chance we realize a profit of less than $8.
Oh, no. Wait. That means we're going to be buying Swank magazine?
Yeah.
No. It's Playboy or nothing.
Okay, we're
our price is $23.75. Oh, no, wait, this guy's doing it. He's going to buy the little
okay.
Playboy.
Now
wait,
gets,
wait.
Now it gets really embarrassing because now we're walking into Davis Stationery.
We're not even buying the Playboy yet. We're just looking at, we're just casing the Playboy.
Here they are over here.
Well, that I see barely legal. Oh, I see the best of barely legal. Why would anyone buy barely legal when the best of barely legal is on the same rack? It makes me laugh.
That's a good question. Also, the best of barely legal comes with a DVD.
There's Playboy, a Wet and Wild. Where's the old regular old Playboy?
I don't know if there's a penthouse. Will that do?
No! No! Oh, my God. You're so demented.
Why?
Penthouse? Hold on. Wait, where's Playboy?
They would all be over here.
Do they not have Playboy anymore?
They have Playboy. They have Playboy Wet and Wild.
No, that's not, they don't have interviews or anything. Hold on. Wait.
There's Hustler.
No! No! You are such a pervert.
There's Bass Angler magazine. There's Finally Legal magazine. That also comes with a free DVD.
Finally Legal. No, I can't. I have kids. I can't.
You can't what?
I can't buy Finally Legal magazine. I just can't. Hold on. Let me.
Why? Whatever you buy, you're gonna bring it home.
And I'm looking for this fun Playboy. You don't have it, Nina? Are you going to receive it yet? Oh, next week. The best laid plans.
You're going to have to settle. We're either going to have to go to a different newsstand, which is fine because we still have to deliver the pizza.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll check a newsstand later.
I don't know why you're against buying Penthouse. Do you want to see how much Penthouse costs?
No.
I don't even know how much it costs. It's the Drop Dead Gorgeous issue, Andy.
It's in a plastic bag. Ma'am, all these magazines are in plastic bags.
She said, yes.
How can you read them?
You have to rip the plastic off.
Oh, you buy them. I see. Oh, I got you. And then you get scissors or a knife or something. I got you. Kill me now. And then you just discard the plastic bag. And then you're rolling. Yeah, no, I got you.
Okay, let's go get our pizza.
Well, it's not just the magazine. It's a magazine in a plastic bag.
Yes.
You could use plastic bag for anything.
Yes, if you cut off the top of the plastic bag very carefully,
you have a plastic bag.
You could reuse it. Yeah.
Why don't they advertise that?
Okay. I think that most people who buy skin magazines like that, they're not interested in the plastic bag. You know what they want? They want the magazine. They want the nudity. And nobody really wants it anymore anyway. Have you heard of the internet?
I got to get a Playboy. I want to be the last guy to buy the Playboy. Well, man, I hope now we're back at the Benny Tenuta's. I hope they remember we ordered.
I'm sure.
I don't have a receipt.
Yeah, I'm sure they remembered. We're Andy's walking back into Benny Tenuta's to be obnoxious again.
I don't know if you remember me. I had the cheap pizza. It was like 5 minutes ago.
It's not ready yet.
It's almost ready. There's our pizza.
Three minutes more.
3 minutes more to make it perfect. Okay, now let's call Nick and see where we're delivering it to.
Well, again, if you want to buy our pizza that we're just buying fresh right here at Benny Tedino's, you have to live in Hoboken.
We have our first review. Somebody is listening to the show and reviewed our show already.
Get out of here.
No, I'm not kidding.
How do you?
That's really something to get feedback like that. That's really what a broadcaster needs.
Where did you see this review?
It's from my wife. It's a one-word review.
Commissioner Gordon.
That's my wife, yeah.
It's just pathetic.
Yeah, pathetic.
Pathetic.
Yeah, well, you can't please everyone. You got to take the bad reviews. You know, Ken, if you're going to embrace the good reviews, you've got to embrace the bad reviews. I took the bad reviews to learn. To better myself, to broadcast.
What have you learned?
Obviously, Beth is a little embarrassed to be married to the 60-year-old man looking to buy a Playboy. In this one, Playboy magazine. I'm not even looking to buy it. I'm looking to get it for free. I'm looking to flip a pizza pie. We're flipping pizzas, the way people flip houses. We're buying it for
$15.75,
and we're going to flip it. We're going to sell it for $23.75.
If we can find somebody who lives in Hoboken
who wants a pizza, somebody who hasn't had dinner yet, who knows how delicious the pizza is at Benny Tenuta's,
we will not announce your address on the air. We want you to call up and talk off the air to Nick 201-200-9368.
And order a pizza.
And we will bring it to you.
That's right. And that's our intention. We're live on the air, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We are live on the air from...
No going back now. Right? Like you can't stop tape.
No. This is live.
Yeah.
This is our Back to Basics show. Remember yesterday we talked about today's show, and I thought, last week and the week before we did...
call last week a basic show.
No, that was the robot voice show.
It's the opposite of a basic show. I heard everybody loved that show, without exception.
Except for the people who really hated it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There were people that hated it.
Yeah, probably the most divisive show we've ever done last week.
Yeah.
I can't wait to do it again.
Well, we could do other divisive shows. Next week we can do, let's get an abortion. We'll pay for your abortion. We could do that show next week.
That's really divisive. You're making people roll eyes here.
If you want divisive, I'm your guy.
I think you're going to get punched out before we get out of any TV.
That would be exciting live radio. Ouch. That would be bad.
Yeah. Yes, it would. So once again, if you would like to buy the pizza that we are now about to pick up from Benny Tedino's and you live in Hoboken, call Nick at 201-200-9368 to talk off the air. Let him know your address.
Oh, that's us?
That's us.
Hey, that's us.
Pizza's
we're
ready.
Rolling. Okay, where do we take this? Where do we go?
We need...
Oh, we got it. Well, that's us. That's our problem. Okay.
Thank God we're leaving Benny Tedino's.
Thank you.
Thank freaking God.
Yep. So, I have the pizza.
Yeah, you should hold it flat. Yeah. Hold it flat so that... Yeah. Because otherwise nobody's going to want to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we need to cross.
Do you want to just sit in the car? Just wait?
Well, I don't know what we do. You want to? Where do we wait?
Let's go look at that penthouse again.
But we can't open it. It's in the plastic bag.
You want to go look at the smoke shop?
What would happen if you walked in the smoke shop right there and say, I'll tap the usual? Would they know you?
No, they would.
They wouldn't know you?
They would not know me.
Yeah, right.
It's the bong store. It's not a smoke shop. It's a bong store.
You know, they wouldn't say, hey, Ken, what's happening? How's it hanging?
I've never been inside there.
So why are you saying that? Why do you have to say that? You don't have to lie to me.
Come on, let's go in.
Okay.
Okay. We're going inside the smoke shop on Washington Street in Hoboken. Let's plug the pizza again. If you want this pizza, brand new hot cheese pizza from Benny Tadino's. If you live in Hoboken, we will bring it to you for
your door.
$24. That's a ripoff. Maybe that's why.
Why?
Because, you know, we just paid only $15.75 for this.
But we're delivering it.
Yeah, but
we have a Playboy to buy.
They
can understand.
Okay. If you want to help us out, buy the pie for $24. You live in Hoboken. Call Nick the Bard at 201-200-9368. 201-200-9368. He will take your call off the air. Off the air. And you tell him the address that you live at, and then Nick will give us that address, and we will bring you this piece.
How can we confirm that people are really there? Nick will confirm it?
Yeah, Nick will confirm that they're there.
Now we're walking into,
into the smoke shop.
Oh, this is going to be great. Oh, my God, it's going to be like all a full moon.
I've actually...
Look who I brought in.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Ken Friedman.
Good to be back.
Yeah, good to be back. You guys are old friends, I bet, huh? You and Ken?
I've never been in here. I've thought about coming in here many times.
No.
Where's your vaporizer section? Back this way.
Okay. One thing you have to do is check out the video.
We're only on the radio. We're in the Hoboken Smoke Shop.
What are these for?
Those are water pipes. You know, they're like hookahs.
Yeah.
My friend Andy is kind of ignorant about smoking.
I'm not happy with reality. Is there anything that could where I could avoid reality for that you could advise? Some kind of tool to change my consciousness? What would you advise?
I don't know. You're out of luck. You're going to have to go buy a six-pack or something.
Maybe you should get cigars. Where was
they're not into this, Andy. They're kicking us out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we got kicked out of Benny Tadino's. We got kicked out of the bong shop.
We need to deliver this. We've got a Playboy with our name on it.
The woman in the magazine store, she didn't kick us out, but she
didn't kick us out.
She wanted.
That's as warm a welcome as we're going to get around here. She didn't kick us out. I almost cried. I almost cried to go into a store and not be kicked out. That's love. Okay, so has Nick... Wait, let me check my phone.
Yeah, I'll hold the pizza.
Okay. We have a nice size...
I hold the pizza here.
Pizza.
You check your phone.
That's
and $24. If you live in Hoboken and you would like to buy this pizza, it's still very hot. I'm holding it flat. The cheese has not slid off.
Just so people know, just to remind them, this is a $15.75 value. And we're giving it to you for
$23.75.
That's right. So you're you'd only be losing $8 on this.
And we can make change. We can make change for you.
Make change, yes.
And
make change.
All we need is somebody in Hoboken who would like us to deliver this pizza to them. Call Nick the Bard off the air at 201-200-9368.
Now we just wait. Now it's a waiting game, my friend. You just sit back and wait for the calls to come in. But how can we know if Nick is fielding calls? You have to wait for him? Can I call him?
Yeah, you can call him.
Okay, I'm going to call him. Yeah, that number again?
Call him at 201-200-9368.
Okay.
And
he's racing himself for my call.
Yeah.
201-200-9368.
And, yeah. And if you want a pizza pie, brand new, piping hot.
What if no one called? Somebody's got to call. Hey, Nick, it's Andy and Ken. How are you? Okay, now give us all the people to call. Just start listing their names. in the order of proximity, the geographic proximity to Maine, to our, to where we are, Washington Street. Go ahead. Who is the first caller? No. Who else? Has anyone called? No. Has anyone called seriously? Seriously. No. He's Nick's trying to be funny. Nick, has anyone called? Is that a... No.
Did he hang up on you?
No, I don't know what he's doing. Nick, has the phone rung at all? I'm getting a no from Nick. Wait, hang on.
Is somebody calling now?
He put me on hold.
Ah, that's a good sign.
It is.
Yeah. All right. We're looking for somebody who wants to buy this pizza from us.
Don't let him try to haggle with us. You know our price. You know the money we need. You know the profit we have to turn.
I'm actually not sure. I don't know how much.
Well, it must be the same as the penthouse.
We didn't even get to see what the price of the penthouse was.
We forgot to look. We were so excited.
No, you were so disdainful of buying penthouse. I don't know why.
Forget, it's not just magazines. You get a plastic bag.
Sometimes.
You can wrap your lunch in it tomorrow.
Sometimes you get a DVD also.
You have to buy that. You buy those other ones. Okay.
If you buy Barely Legal or Finally Legal.
Let's go look at the penthouse.
No.
Let's stand there and look at it.
No.
Come on.
No, I don't want to do that.
Come on. You'd rather stand here on Main Street?
On Washington Street. Yeah, if anybody's in Hoboken, come on by. We're now standing.
Hey, why don't we try to sell this pizza to people walking by? What's our number?
2375.
We can do this. Hold on. Hey, we have an extra pizza here. We bought an extra pizza.
Hey, mom and two kids.
We bought an extra pizza. We don't know what to do. Want to buy a pizza? Hey, we bought an extra pizza. We're scalping pizzas. Well, I'm not going to lie to you, lady. We're looking to buy this month's Playboy.
Man, that look you got from the guy in Benny Tedino's when you were talking about abortion.
That reminds me of next week's show. We'll pay for your abortion.
No, we're not doing that next week.
Bye. Would have been pretty dramatic.
We're on Washington.
So last week's show, you say, was pretty divisive.
I loved it myself.
Nobody. I heard a few minutes of it. Josh played me a few minutes of it, but nobody, I guess, felt the Midland toward it, right?
I blew it on that show. I have to say that you were talking naturally, and the voice-to-text thing actually worked for you, but I was talking very slowly, and I screwed it all up.
It was looping around trying to catch up with you.
Well, trying to speed me up, really.
Trying to speed you up, yeah. Okay, so hold on. Let me see if Nick has something to say to me.
Okay, we are looking to sell this pizza pie, brand new hot cheese pizza from Benny Tedino's, still hot, fresh out of the oven. We will bring it to you. If you live in Hoboken, call Nick Labarde at 201-200-9368. Give him your address off the air, and then Nick will call us off the air, and we will bring you the pizza. It's brand new, large cheese pizza, piping hot.
Hey, we have an extra pizza here. We bought an extra pizza. Hi, Nick. Any calls at all? Wait, what does that mean? What? I don't know what he's saying. He's trying to be...
Nick, don't try to be funny. We just need the info.
Any calls at all?
Does he know he's not on the air?
He knows I'm talking to him on the air.
All right, but he's not on the air.
Should we get in the car and ready to go?
Yeah, let's get in the car ready to go, because then we can also listen to the show.
Listen to the show?
Listen to ourselves, yeah.
Why would we listen to our show? There's so many better shows.
Oh, we can listen to a different show.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
That'd be great. Hey, we bought an extra pizza. You looking for a pizza? We have an extra pizza.
He said no, thank you.
We didn't do anything to it. We hardly did anything to it. We're just trying to scalp a pizza.
Yeah, we're, whoa, bought, careful.
We just bought an extra pizza. You guys want a pizza? We just bought an extra one. You really appreciate it?
They appreciate it. We're in front of Mikey Square.
The only positive report I've had all day.
If you would like to buy our pizza and you live in Hoboken, give Nick a call at 201-200-9368. We are now in the middle of Washington Street, crossing the street, going to Andy's car. A Volt. Wow, you got a Volt. Very, very nice. My carbon footprint is pretty good. Whoa. Oh, man, this pizza really smells good. Getting ready to get into Andy's car here. Just looking to deliver the pizza. There's somebody who lives in Hoboken. Do you live in Hoboken? Would you like a pizza? It's yours. We'll bring it to you. No money? No problem.
Oh, wait. Oh, I know I should know this.
We are at
91 what?
91.1.
Okay.
Yeah, just bring up there. You almost had it. There you go.
Oh, this is going to be us?
Yeah, this should be us.
Crazy loop, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, now they're going to hear that over the radio. It's going to be like a bizarro world Twilight Zone episode.
91.1. Yeah, 91.1. That's our frequency.
You're saying 91.1?
That's not what I said. I said 91.1.
Hold on. When you talk so fast, I can't understand. Are you saying 91.1?
I am saying that that's our frequency, 91.1.
91.1?
Yes, there we go. 91.1. Now we got it.
91.1. Hold on. When you talk so fast, I can't understand. Are you saying 91.1?
That is what I said. I said 91.1.
All right, how about this? How about this for a different plan? Okay, we've got to make the $8. Let's go to a house at random. Let's not wait for them to call us.
No.
Ken, you have to be proactive in this world. Let's go to a house at random, knock on the door, see if they're hungry. See if they've had dinner. See if they're in the mood for pizza. It could be the answer to their prayers. It's a long shot. It's a Hail Mary pass. What other choice do we have?
It's a suicide mission. They will call the police on us.
Why? What are we doing wrong?
We could go up to Stevens Tech.
What does that mean?
Go up to, it's a college.
Yes, we're rolling.
Okay.
Now you're talking. Now you're thinking, Lincoln. Now you're using your head. We're going to the college. We'll explain. We're trying to buy a Playboy. We need to make $8. We're here with a hot pizza. Where is Stevens Tech?
Go straight.
Yes, sir. You want to explain to people what we're doing?
We're driving north on Washington Street in Hoboken. We're going to go to Stevens Tech.
It smells great, right?
Smells fantastic. I'm starving. It's not.
We don't have any of it.
I'm not going to touch it. We're trying to sell it. If you would like us to deliver it to you, there's still time for you to call up Nick the Bard. We will bring it to you in Hoboken, 201-200-9368. Turn right here. Turning right on 9. Don't hit this guy.
College kids love pizza. They love overpaying because it's their dad's money. They have their dad's credit card. They're living off their dad and mom's savings. You know, their dad and mom, they don't care. It's not their money. They'll overpay for a pizza. Now, which way am I going?
Go straight up this hill.
Tell me about this college.
You know, it's a very good technical engineering school.
I love it. I love engineers. My son's an engineer. My son-in-law is an engineer. My other son-in-law is an engineer. I've got engineers coming out my ass.
And now we're on Castle Point Terrace. This is where all the fraternities are.
Fraternities.
Yeah, these are fraternities.
Wait, let's try it.
These are all fraternities.
Wait, we got to try it, right?
Yeah.
Knock on that door. Is this a fraternity?
That's a fraternity right there. All right, let's give it a shot.
How could this possibly go wrong?
There's no way it could go wrong.
Wait, they'll see my vault. I should hug so they look and see my vault.
No.
Then they'll know I'm a sensitive new age guy. It
means nothing. No.
No, they'll see it. They'll know it's a battery powered car.
It's a hybrid, right?
Check this out. Well, it's not technically a hybrid, actually. Because,
well, what the hell is it?
Well, it does say gas, but the gas powers the battery. Gas recharges the battery.
Yeah, it's a hybrid.
It's not technically a hybrid. You can say hybrid. It doesn't. Whatever makes it.
So it's not really a hybrid at all.
It so doesn't. Here we go.
All right, we are. Oh, I better take my seatbelt off here. we're trying to unload this hot Benny Tadino's pizza. We're in front of a fraternity here in Hoboken on Castle Point Terrace. This guy wants this guy.
It's from Benny Tadino's.
Tadino's.
You know that it's right on Main. It's perfect pizza. So hot. You live around here? You got a lot of roommates?
Yeah,
they'd love this. Well, we have to make a little profit because we're buying a Playboy. We want to buy Playboy, magazine Playboy. Come on, let's go find some money. This is the greatest deal ever. What's the name of your frat? Oh, that's my favorite frat. Hey, you might know my nephew.
Oh, yeah. He's just getting something out of his car. We might be able to. Don't hold it flat. Alpha Sigma Phi deserves a nice.
They're the greatest. Yeah. They're the best damn frat.
They are. They're a top notch frat.
They are.
No scandals, no hazing incidents.
No. I bet. Are you a. Okay. Here we go. Are you the president of the frat? Do you have a lot of influence there? Can you make them buy this from us? Let's make them buy it.
Yeah, I'll ask them.
Oh, no, you got to do better. You got to just kind of lean on them. It's a great pizza. There you go. You can carry it in.
Smart.
They can smell it. They can look at it.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with it.
No. It's right from, we just bought an extra one. I love this one. Yeah, he's going in. He's going to talk to his frat mate.
The president of Alpha Sigma Phi has taken our pizza.
Should be president. That's our opinion.
President-elect. Okay, great.
2 minutes. Wait, 2 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, he's taking the pie.
Okay. He's taking the pie. He's going in.
He's entering Alpha Sigma Phi.
Can we wait in the lobby here?
We'll wait in the lobby. Nice lobby. Nice lobby here. We're in the lobby of. Oh, look at that! There's a swimming pool right across the street. Look at that.
Another frat. That's the cooler frat.
No, that's a mansion. That's not a frat. I don't think frats have swimming pools.
If we sell enough of these pieces. That'll be us someday, buddy. We can just resist here to blow all our money on Playboy. We can get past that Playboy addiction.
All right, so a guy from Alpha Sigma Phi here on Fraternity.
He took our pizza.
He took our pizza inside, and he's talking to his frat brothers about...
he wouldn't let us in. Make our case.
He's smart.
Did I knock on the door and see how it's going?
No.
I don't want to come in. I just want to see how it's going.
Well...
See which way they're leaning. Maybe they're on the bubble.
Maybe we'll be lucky and they won't come back.
They'll just eat
the whole pizza.
What if they're eating it? We've lost our negotiating. We've lost all our leverage. If they've already eaten it,
yeah,
how do we negotiate the price?
Why did you give him the pizza?
Because I thought it would help close the sale. So they'd smell it.
That was all the leverage we had, was that the pizza was in our possession.
It was really, really a mistake. I can see that now. In hindsight, of course, it was just always 2020. We're just standing here now without a pizza. I'm down $15. I'm so mad. I don't have a Playboy. This is the worst case scenario right now. Look, no Playboy. I'm out money, cash. We're in some frat.
No pizza.
No show. God, there's a half hour left.
Good God, that's the worst news. Yeah,
I know. Maybe the last thing. Here we go. How'd it go? Wait, what happened?
No, literally, nobody has cash, and nobody. And a lot of other people don't want to buy.
We'll take a check.
I'm sorry.
Do you know any other frats around here you think might be hungry? Who's that guy in the corner? What frat are they? Can I tell them you sent us? What's your name?
I prefer not. Yeah, I know you prefer not, but what's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris, that's good enough. Okay, we're going to tell them you sent us, and we're going to go sell it next door.
Thank you, Chris. We love Alpha Sigma Phi.
Yeah, you were our first choice. I want you to know that.
All right. We're leaving Alpha Sigma Phi, heading back out onto...
You're not on the mansion tour?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Chris from Alpha Sigma Phi...
Sent us.
Said
that
you might want a pizza. How can this go wrong? We don't have a name. We don't have an end. It's not a cold call. It's not like
well,
Glengarry
we,
went wrong.
Hang on. Now that we have the
this
pizza...
This is a good lead. This is like the Glengarry lead. This is the good lead you want.
Now that we have the pizza back,
yeah.
Why don't we wait and see? Let's not sell it to the frat yet. Let's see one last time. Let's see one last time.
No one's calling.
Whether
somebody up there.
Oh, he looks. His head is in his hand.
I know.
He looks like he's in pain. Do you read Greek? Do you know what those letters are? I don't even know.
What means we are hungry. It's going to be so easy, man. He's a college kid. How you doing? Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Somebody order pizza?
I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
All right.
Okay.
This is a Sarard.
Why don't we just tell them that we have the pizza they ordered? They won't know. They won't know. They won't remember they didn't order a pizza.
It's Beta Theta Pi. It's a sorority. So now you're knocking on the door of a sorority.
Hi. Hi, you order pizza? Did you order one? You want one? It's from, what's the name of the place?
Benny Tadino.
It's an extra pizza. We ordered it. We can't eat it. It's a perfectly good pizza. It is.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's a Benny Tadino's pizza.
Right from Washington Street. Right down the block. It is. Is there anybody in there who's hungry, who wants a pizza? We're trying to sell this pizza.
This is Beta Theta Pi? What is this? Okay. Which sorority is this, though?
You think they're hungry? What's your name? I'll tell them. I'll just say you said it.
They actually probably don't know who I am.
Go ahead. What's your name, though? We'll try. You don't want to say your name?
No.
Probably Barbara.
We're on the radio.
Is it Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara. Yes.
Yes, it Barbara. Is.
Barbara. Thank you. Sorry.
A little bit more
generic.
Okay.
Or Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren.
Lauren. Okay, thanks. And if we still have the pizza.
Why don't you give the number again?
The phone number is 201-200-9368. If you live in Hoboken, for God's sake, call Nick.
$8.
Give us $8.
I have the Playboy.
All right, we're going across the street to another fraternity or sorority. I want to die. You know, you're ruining the pizza. You're holding it at an angle.
Pizza's in perfectly good shape. Okay, so here's the pizza you ordered. How perfect is that? It's a fraternity. They don't know. They've been drinking all day. They don't remember whether they ordered a pizza. It's a perfect plan.
This Beta Theta Pi?
They have pie in their damn name.
I know. They have heavy-duty security. Yeah, this is Beta Theta Pi. I recognize the three letters.
Okay. This is going to be perfect.
Perfect's a funny word.
Yeah, it is a funny word. When was the last time we even came close to perfect? Okay, there's no one. Okay, wait, is there a doorbell? No, I'm not.
There's a combination lock.
I want to try to guess.
Try a combination.
Okay.
Try 5 and 2 at the same time and then 1. Just a hunch.
Why, is that your combination?
It's a hunch. I just have a hunch. 5 and 2 and then 1. Did it work?
No, your hunches never pay off. Wait, there must be a doorbell. Why am I wasting my...
Here, I'll hold the pizza here. And if you would like us to deliver the pizza pie to you and you live in Hoboken, for God's sakes, call Nick the Bard at 201-200-9368. You will not be on the air. Your address will not be on the air. You will give Nick your address. Nick will send us your address off the air. We will bring the pizza to you.
All right, let's try another one. Boy, this is like Halloween in reverse. It's like trick-or-treating in reverse. How can no one be home? All right, here we go. We've got to sell this damn pie. It's getting cold.
Don't say that. Don't say that. It's still piping.
The big fret right across the street. That's a beautiful fret. How you doing? Are you hungry? We have an extra pie here. We have an extra pizza. He's walking his dog. He doesn't want pizza. Oh, what a cute dog.
Look, he complimented your dog. What the hell else do you want from him? Please buy the pizza.
What's your dog's name?
It's not even his dog.
Her name's Callie. I'm just a dog
walker. Oh, it's so cute. So cute.
Hey, do you know anything? Do you know anything about that frat up there?
That one?
Yeah.
I don't actually even get
to. How many dogs do you walk a day?
How many dogs would you say you walk on a typical day?
He just said 11.
Oh, I wasn't listening. Okay.
This is a nice dog.
Yeah, that's a good dog. How much for the dog? I'll give you $40 right now for the dog. $40 cash. I'll give you $50 for the dog. I'll give you $50 and I'll let you read my Playboy. I'm going to have a Playboy. Within 20 minutes, I will have a Playboy. I'll let you look at it. Don't touch it. All right. You want to try this frat?
Why not?
Yeah. Here we go. Okay, we're going to deliver this pizza. Hey, you hungry? We have an extra pizza here.
I'm actually on my way to frack, but if you're not taking it, I'll just give it to people there.
Yeah, take it. Yeah.
No, we're not giving it away.
Oh, we're not giving it away?
We're selling it.
Oh, no.
Come on. We're selling it. We have to make a little money.
Ultimate Frisbee practice?
Yeah.
We're trying to buy a Playboy.
Oh, geez.
You know Playboy, the magazine?
Yeah.
Pretty hot, huh? Pretty good choice, huh? Of all the magazines, that's a pretty good one, right? Yeah, well, we're trying to turn a profit on that. Who do you think? Oh, no, we need money. There's no way they're going to let us take the Playboy without money. Hey, should we knock on this door? You know this frat here?
Yeah.
Which frat is this?
Lambda, Upsilon Lambda.
Are you friends with anyone there?
I think one of them. You could try the sorority.
Oh, we saw it. There you go. They turned us down.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
They were a little scared of us.
Yeah, welcome to your world, right?
Yeah, right.
No, couldn't get in the sorority. Hey, come on up with us and help us. Come on, you have a friend there?
I got to go to practice.
Come on, take 1 second.
I
got to
go to practice.
What's your position, Nick, on the Ultimate Frisbee team?
Cap.
Wow.
Oh, and you can't be late.
Exactly.
Okay, your name is Nick?
Yeah.
Who do you know up there?
I don't know.
Just name somebody.
Jorge.
Yeah. Good enough for us.
Okay, thank you, Nick.
Okay.
All right. Nick from the Ultimate Frisbee team says
Jorge
might want the pizza. I think he made up the name Jorge.
This is how they live. God, aren't you glad you're not a salesman?
It's
the way you are.
Lambda.
Selling your little radio show to listeners. But you're selling a product nobody wants or enjoys. This is a delicious pizza. Okay.
This is Lambda something Lambda.
Yeah, Jorge.
Oh, we're in the foyer.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they made the mistake of leaving the foyer unlocked.
Oh, hi, Jorge here.
Jorge?
Yeah.
We're on the radio. Nothing to worry about.
Jorge's friend Nick, you know, the Frisbee player, the Frisbee guy. He thought Jorge would enjoy pizza.
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right.
Can we step in?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you're the best. What's the name of this
L-U-L?
L-U-L.
Yeah,
is it Lambda? Lambda? What Lambda? Lambda Uppsala.
How many members are in your frat?
There's seven of us.
Oh, there's only seven here.
Yeah, we're small. Yeah.
And who's the president of the frat?
Ryan. Let me go grab
the. We want to talk to Ryan too. We're selling pizza.
This is a very well kept frat.
I love this frat. This is my favorite one so far. They have a little bookshelf. They probably get smart kids to come over and read to them.
No, it looks like they're very smart.
Oh, they're smart.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'd be great. Hey, Jorge. Oh, I'm pretty sure you're Jorge. I'm almost positive you're Jorge. Listen, Nick, Jorge's friend, we have this extra piece.
We're on the radio just so you know what's going on.
You know, he's on his way to Frisbee. He's the ultimate Frisbee guy. He said, you know who would love it? Jorge, my friend Jorge here. So we're here to give Jorge pizza, but this is right from Washington Street. It's delicious. Then it's Anita. It's so hot.
Did you hear what happened to Benny, by the way?
No.
Benny has to wait.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I did know that. I didn't want to tell you that because I knew that you'd probably make fun of it and you'd get beat up.
I didn't say anything. I'm so sad to hear that. there's a lot of love. Benny's soul is probably in this pizza. It's kind of been passed through to his customers. So anyway, listen, we're trying to turn a little profit. We paid $15 for it, and we're trying to buy a Playboy. Remember Playboy, the magazine?
Yeah, yeah.
We kind of have our heart set on this month's Playboy. So we're selling it for $23. $23 for pizza.
That's not a bad deal.
No, it's a great deal. We're delivering it to you. We'll put it on your table. We'll put it in your oven so you can reheat it. Say yeah. We'll just put it in your kitchen for you.
All right.
Okay, sure, okay.
And I'll wait for you to get the money.
All right, Lambda, Upsolo Lambda. Oh, they have a DJ set up here. They have Newmark CDJs. Beautiful portable air conditioning system. It's a great frat.
You guys keep it like a home rather than a frat house.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, it's very, very well kept.
Very, very, very warm. And you have parties here?
I mean, you know, get-togethers every now and then. We have some people
over. How many people try to join the frat? How selective are you?
We just try to get to know people before they just want to join any other frat, and you know, let them know.
And what qualities do you look for?
What qualities? We look for people who are looking to better themselves, become leaders, and help their community.
Seriously, I'm asking seriously.
I'm so serious.
What qualities do you look for?
We look
good-looking guys.
We want people.
Good-looking guys. Yeah.
I mean, it tends to work out that way.
And you want people that are ambitious.
Sure.
People that have their act together.
Or we help them get their act together.
Yeah. Oh, you help them get their
act
together.
Yeah. I got my act together.
It sounds a little bit like FMU. You take these emotionally crippled people without any experience.
And I see this enormous trophy over here next to the DJ setup. What's the trophy all about?
We actually won a chapter of the year this year.
Oh.
Nationally.
Oh, that's great. So you're the top chapter of Lambda Upsilon Lambda in the country.
Wow. Yeah.
And that trophy changes hands every year? It goes to travel? How does it travel? Do you pack it up? Is it FedEx?
Somebody
have to go get it?
Actually, I don't remember how we got it, but... Actually, someone drove it over here from Chicago this year.
Fantastic! What a great moment that must have been. Has your radio station ever won anything or been celebrated in any way?
We've gotten some awards. Exactly. We never got a trophy like that. I'd love a trophy.
Hey, so where's our money?
Got to talk to that guy over there.
Please. Where's our money?
I gotta run.
Ryan,
no! No, wait, what's going on? We just put the pizza in your kitchen. What's the Venmo?
Yeah. Send us some money via Venmo. It's like PayPal.
Yeah, you can do that.
Set up a Venmo account right now.
Wait, just
set it up. Just set it up on your phone.
How do I do that?
Just like Venmo.
I'm not Venmo.
You got to go to the Play Store. Come on, you got to get with the times, man. We're a technology school.
We have PayPal. We got a PayPal account. Wait, go here, Venmo. Wait, Vimeo. That's different, isn't it?
That's different.
Yeah,
very, very different.
How can we get money from this
thing? Venmo.
Do you have a Venmo account on your
phone? It's not on this phone.
What other options do we have?
PayPal. Square Cash.
How do I do that?
Set up a Square Cash account.
All right, hold on. Wait, you can't leave until we get through this out. Here's PayPal. Wait.
What's your PayPal address?
I don't know. Log in with PayPal. I don't know. I have an assistant for that. Wait, you can't leave. I just put a pizza in your thing. But you can't walk away.
Do
you have a credit card?
No. Oh, I do, but I don't want to.
I understand. Well, how would you... Wait, so how would Venmo work?
You just send the money, like PayPal.
Wait, I'll bill you for this. I'll trust you for it. Just write to you. Let me just get down your information.
Yeah, just write out a bill. Write out a bill.
I'll write out a bill, and then I'll send it to you. Okay. Give me a piece of paper. Here we go.
Here we go. I brought a paper for the bill. See you, Ryan. Good luck, man. Ryan is great.
He's the greatest.
831.
But you don't want to say it over the air, right?
Yeah, say it over the air.
No, you don't want to say it over the air. Can you?
What is 831 Castle Point? I'm giving you
831 Castle Point, Paris, in Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
They're
the top chapter in the country. You think they're going to...
Paris, okay, in Hoboken.
Yeah.
What's your zip?
07030.
07030. Okay. And then I'm going to,
$24.
Okay, one pizza.
Oh, are you offering me a dollar?
No. It's
$23.75.
All right.
Because we need to get $8 for the Playboy. Okay, and here we go. All you got to do is one pizza. All you got to do is sign that. and then I will bill you as soon as I get back.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Enjoy the pizza, my friend.
All right. He's signing.
Okay.
Excellent.
There it is.
All right.
Okay. We'll take it.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
We're on our way.
We are set. Thanks, man.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy. All right, we got rid of the pizza, and they're going to mail you the money. This is fantastic.
Okay, now we have pizza. We have 11.
And we have, you know what the problem is, though? We don't actually have the money for the Playboy.
All right, I will stake us to the Playboy money. I trust our friends here.
Wow, you're really putting out.
Yeah. Yeah, we've made our money.
I know he's good for it. I feel it.
He's a college kid.
Yeah.
He's a college kid. He will have eaten the pizza 4 days earlier. How could he not?
You know what that was? You realize where we just were. That was the Peruvian frat.
Those were Peruvian guys?
Yeah, those guys were all Peruvian.
Then we'll never see a nickel. That's what you're saying?
No. I'm just saying it was cool. There was like Peruvian stuff all over the place.
Well, that's why there were only seven of them.
How many Peruvian guys can there be?
I don't know.
Okay.
What is this thing? Okay, we're back in back in Andy's car.
Oh, man, but we don't have enough money for.
And what time is it? I have some change in my pocket.
But do you have a? Do you know where we can find a newsstand?
Well, the newsstand we went to did not have the new Playboy yet. So
does Penthouse have any interest to you at all?
Playboy doesn't have any interest to me either.
Well, I'm looking for naked girls. I don't know anything about
you can go. You can go straight through here. We're going to drive through the Stevens Tech campus. Oh, don't. Speed limit 10 miles an hour, Andy.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Should I make a U-ey?
No, just go straight. We'll come out the other end.
Have you ever been on this campus?
Yes, beautiful campus. Beautiful, beautiful view of Manhattan over there.
It is a beautiful campus.
Yeah.
So, and the Peruvian boys, now they're going to be so popular tonight. Hey, tell this girl there's a party at the Peruvian.
No, thank you.
That helps. Pizza at the Peruvian China. You think they're eating the pizza now?
No. But I think the pizza will get eaten before the end of the before the end of the evening. Yeah. Yeah. Go straight up that. Straight up that. I guess go around the circle here. Yeah, just go around the circle. We went too far.
We went too far in every sense of the word. Oh, what have you done to me?
Now we have to go around.
You can go down this way if you want.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, no, you can. We can.
No vehicular
traffic. Okay, it says no. Does that refer to you, though? Vehicular traffic? Yeah, go that way. Then turn left at the stop sign over here.
Exactly. Oh, please. All right, one way.
And left here, Stanley Drive.
This is now very exciting. We have 8 minutes to complete our transaction.
Exciting is a funny word.
You like using my own little catchphrases against me. All right, here we go.
Don't go too fast. We're going to get into an accident.
Just to see Beth's face light up when I walk in with a driving plate.
Aren't you going to give it to your son, Evan?
Maybe in 30 years.
Oh, 30? When he's 38?
Hey, it's Evan's birthday this week.
Oh, what day is his birthday?
It was yesterday.
Oh, man. Oh, I wish I had known. I will call him. I have a great pair of nose hair clippers I can give him for his birthday. They're a little used.
Well,
it's okay.
I can tell you what he wants.
What does he want?
This one's Playboy.
I know what he wants. He wants a drone.
He probably would love a drone. Oh, my God. You'll be his favorite uncle forever. Okay. Wait, so where am I going?
You're going left here.
Is there a newsstand?
Yeah, we're going to go down to Fifth Avenue News.
There's another newsstand?
Yep. Don't go through the red light here. Since we're at
there's no light?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm going to be as careful as I can. How far down do I go?
3 blocks. It'll be on the right-hand side.
Look out.
What are you doing?
We got to get a Playboy. Trying to buy a Playboy before 7 o'clock.
Hey, it says 7 o'clock. What time is it?
Well, no, that clock is...
All right, let me check the actual time. Oh, man, we only have 5 minutes to go. That's where they didn't have the Playboy. That's Davis Stationery. And then, now we're passing Benny Tadino.
It's probably the end of the month, so maybe everyone's out of the Playboy.
Nobody's bought a Playboy in about 20 years.
It is sad, I know. What is our plan B if they're out of Playboy? How far down is this place?
It's just the next corner. Next corner on the right. I think you're going to have to double park. Yeah. Oh, that lady's pulling out. Double park behind this guy.
There's a 7-Eleven. Damn. Don't they?
Here it is. Here it is.
Where?
Hoboken Daily News, right here on the corner.
Okay, I'm going to park right here. Double park. Okay. But it's okay. You
don't... Well, don't double park. Here. Oh, okay. Yeah, you park right in front of the corner here.
Exactly.
By the way, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Online at WFMU.org.
And if you just tuned in, we have just scalped a piece of pie, right?
As long as Lambda Upsilon Lambda sends us the $23.75 that they signed for.
They're good for it. Hold on. They signed for it. Okay. Okay, I'm going to put on my blinkers. Maybe that'll prevent me from getting a ticket. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on that.
Let's see what happens. Here we go.
All right.
Come on, guys, hurry. Run.
Yeah, yeah.
Run.
Oh, man, I'm all tied up in the... Good God, what happened here? All right, hang on a second. And we're heading into Fifth Avenue News here in Hoboken. Coming up. FMU. And, there's all the skin magazines down there. FHM, that's a lad magazine. I'm sure they got it. Maybe it's behind the counter. Yeah, let's see. He's going to go back and see if he's got it. Yeah, they keep it in the back.
Yeah. We're so close, Ken. We're so close. I wonder who's on the cover. I wonder what Miss September's likes and dislikes are.
I bet you're hoping for Jane Mansfield, right?
Not necessarily, Bridget Bardot.
No, come on, no. It's out. It's the end of the month, Andy.
Do they have Playboy? Let's go check.
No, I don't think so. Andy, 7-Eleven, come on. Andy's literally running across the street, running into the 7-Eleven in a futile hope that he's going to find a Playboy magazine inside 7-Eleven. I'm lagging way behind him because I'm so gosh darn embarrassed joining him in here, and there don't appear to be any magazines at all. Nothing, huh?
Any magazines at all. I see bananas. I see peanut M&M. I see you have the bananas, and I see the peanut M&M. Do you have Playboy magazine? No?
I'm so sorry, Andy. I'm so sorry, man. You tried. No, we really tried.
I don't think you really are sorry. I think part of you is relieved. So I have to come home without a Playboy.
Empty-handed. How are you going to explain this to Evan?
I'll give him a Lego set or something. He won't care. He might even like that better.
All right, well, you can drive me home now.
It'll be my pleasure.
And let me check the time here. Oh, we only have a minute to go. Nick, start the outro theme. Turn on the radio so we can hear our outro theme. It's the sweetest sound in the world. I never appreciated it before. You taught me how to appreciate it. Yes, put on 91.1 and we can hear our outro theme. I just can't wait to hear it. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's so sweet, so beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
We learned a lot today, didn't we?
What did we learn?
We learned that you can't get a Playboy magazine anymore in this country.
We learned that the Peruvian frat in Hoboken is Lambda Upsilon Lambda, the top chapter in the country, and men, they have their act together.
They do. They do, Ken. And we also learned how long an hour can be.
All right. Thank you, Nick DeBard. Stay tuned next for Sue Braun and Do It For Me. Signing off from Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yeah, we really are strangers here in paradise, and I'm talking about Do It For Me transitioning from Grand Studio A into Mega Grand Studio B. Am I in paradise? Well, am I? Do it for me. We've got a brand new phone number here. That only means it's a really old phone number, but you're not necessarily hip to it on this show. So I'm going to give it out first. 201-536. 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368. Welcome to the program. My name is Sue Braun. This stupidity has been renewed for the next many months here on WFMU, this one-hour program in which you, the listener, one of the tasks I'm giving you is to do it for me by calling in. We try to make it easy for you to do it for me. I've assembled a team that I'll be introducing soon once again. Because, you know, from week to week, it's typical of radio listeners. From week to week, you need to be reminded repeatedly what is going. Why are you here? Why are you, in fact, tuning in? What happened? A whole 7 days went by, and everything just went right out the window. The memory banks have been looted. I have no recollection of what happened here at the same time a week ago, you're saying to yourself. Not me, Sue Braun. I remember everything. Everything that was said and done. Got it all right up here. Well, as I said, we have moved to Studio B, which is on the fourth floor of this building. So just FYI, the fire escape ladder doesn't actually reach up here. So you're just going to have to call us. 201-536-9368. We have to close the door. Can you shut the door? Thank you. I can hear you. I don't want to hear you. That's why there's glass between us. Folks, we have a new setup where our team is on the other side of the glass. They can no longer breathe on me. I might catch my death of cold. That was an unscripted blowhole moment, by the way. Sorry about that, folks. Try to keep my exclamations of bodily functions off the air, you know, FCC and all, what have you. Folks, we have a live video feed. If you go over to WFMU.org, click on playlists and comments. You will see a video. You can click on that. And if you have trouble viewing that, why, there's another thing you could click on. And then you keep clicking and clicking. We have a whole hour for you to keep clicking. You can also leave a comment over in the comments area. I will, of course, excoriate you for any negativity. I shall pick you up by the nape of your neck and toss you to the curbside. Thank you. Well, it's that time of year again, folks. The arguing on social media is really starting to get heated, and nothing has yet happened. But I wanted to remind everybody that this program, DIFM, Do It For Me, we have already been endorsing our candidate, Jib Boom. We feel that